From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. As much as $2 trillion disappeared from world economies after British voters plunged markets into unknown territory by voting to leave the European Union. The results of the Brexit vote, the term coined to describe the referendum, caught many off guard. As Millar Sager reports, analysts are saying that the resulting volatility could last for months.
For those who voted to leave the European Union, the outcome was reason to celebrate. But in financial markets around the world, there was little to cheer about. Speaking to VOA's Jill Maladrino, financial analyst Stephen Kalijan says investors should hang on to their cash until the crisis blows over.
I don't think this is a buying opportunity. I think that this could be the catalyst of something that could last throughout the whole summer.
The uncertainty sent stock prices sharply lower on Wall Street. Analysts say there's no reason to panic yet, but because there is no historic precedence for such an exit, many say financial markets could face continued volatility for weeks, perhaps even months. Millar Sager, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Barack Obama said that he has spoken to British Prime Minister David Cameron and is confident the United Kingdom is committed to what he called an orderly transition out of the EU. Mr. Obama added that the EU will remain what he called an indispensable partner. He said the NATO alliance would remain a cornerstone of global security. Speaking at Stanford University in California, Mr. Obama said he had called German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and they had agreed that the United States and our European allies will work closely together in the weeks and months ahead. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Obama expanded the authorities under which U.S. troops can attack the insurgents. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook confirmed Friday that strikes were carried out in the southern portion of Afghanistan under those new authorities. Earlier this month, President Obama expanded U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan to allow more airstrikes against the Taliban as long as those strikes can help the Afghan offensive succeed. Previously, U.S. commanders were authorized only to use strikes to protect U.S. forces on the ground. Fierce fighting erupted in eastern Afghanistan Friday after militants linked to the Islamic State group staged coordinated overnight attacks on Afghan security forces outposts and civilian areas. A provincial government spokesman said the fighting in the district of Khot in Nangarhar province continued early into the morning, leaving at least 30 Islamic State militants dead and several others wounded. He also confirmed that 3 civilians were killed while 12 more were injured. The Islamic State attack is the first major operation the militant outfit has undertaken since outside the neighboring Achin district, which is believed to have turned into a stronghold for Islamic State. Pope Francis denounced again Friday the World War I-era mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide as he met with Armenia's president Serge Sargsyan. Francis, who is on a 3-day visit to the country, used the term Metz Yergin, which means the great evil, but he added the word genocide to his prepared text to refer to what he called the first deplorable series of catastrophes of the past century.
Quel genocidio inaugurò purtroppo il triste elenco.
Historians estimate that up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed by Ottoman Turks between 1915 and 1917. While Turkey acknowledges that hundreds of thousands of Armenians died, it has denied that their killings constituted genocide. Israel's military says that its troops shot and killed a Palestinian woman after she rammed her vehicle into a West Bank checkpoint Friday, injuring 2 Israelis. The army said in a statement the woman accelerated and crashed into a stationary vehicle at the entrance to the settlement of Kiryat Arba. That's near the West Bank city of Hebron, which has long been a flashpoint in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.